Welcome to the Informed Pregnancy and Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Elliot Berlin. Today's episode is content sponsored by Else Nutrition, a trailblazer in the field of nutrition for babies, toddlers, and kids. Did you know that for over 100 years, baby formula protein sources have almost exclusively come from dairy and soy? Else set out to change that, creating high-quality, clean-label, plant-based products for babies, toddlers, and kids who may have food allergies or who simply embrace a plant-based lifestyle and are unwilling to accept the overly processed, chemical-laden formulas that have for so long been the only options available. Since its conception in 2019, Else has been offering the best whole food-based toddler nutrition in the industry, produced under the highest standards for quality and cleanliness, and made without common allergens like dairy, soy, or gluten. It's bringing a real choice for better early childhood nutrition to this and future generations. I'm joined today by Else's co-founder, director, and CEO to learn more about Else's mission, the current product line, and to find out what's in development for more complete nutrition options for kids of all ages. Chamutal Yitzchak, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I think your mission is noble and welcomed by many people who are looking for better choices and plant-based choices, and unique, because I haven't seen products like this before. But let's start at the beginning. Where are you from and how did this become important to you?
So I'm a mother of four, and I've been in the industry of infant nutrition for my entire career, actually since I started working. And I started as the product manager of Similac here in Israel and became later the head of infant nutrition for Abbott Israel. And I've also initiated some of the health revolutions for infants and children here in Israel, including the bisphenol A revolution here for baby bottles and accessories. I was responsible for that as well. And when I was the head of the infant nutrition for Abbott, for many years, I was exposed to the degree of issues that babies had with the current products available. I've seen the intolerance issues, the allergenicity issues. And when it touched my personal life, when I had children who were intolerant to dairy. And then the real trigger was when it really came to my partner's granddaughter's life. When she was a baby, she was actually severely intolerant to dairy to the extent of life-risking situation. And then we couldn't stand aside any longer, and we started developing Else for her initially. And then, to make a long story short, we found ourselves with a real product that helped her, and then we thought it could help everyone else.
Are you dairy intolerant yourself, or just your kids were?
Yes. My kids were, but I'm also dairy intolerant, so I try to avoid dairy as much as I can. I almost don't consume it.
I mean, making a nutritional product for kids is a huge undertaking. I mean, it's a great idea to say, wait a second, these kids are not digesting dairy products. Well, let's make one without dairy products. But there's a lot of regulation on what can go in there, what has to be in there, and what can't go in there. How did you go about getting started?
So the fact that both myself and my partner and the other partner later down the road are all coming from this industry with many, many years of experience just added to that. It's not just being a parent that trying to sort out a problem. It is really very professional issue. And we had the capabilities, we had the know-how and the knowledge to start looking at it, to start looking at the standards, at the regulatory restrictions, at the structure, the chemical structure of the human milk. We had the capability, we had the initial terms in our hands to be able to start developing it. And that's how we came about it. It was both the need and the capability that we've had.
I think the first question people will have is there's nutrition that's coming from dairy and soy protein in particular in traditional products. How do you add those nutritional requirements into a product that's totally plant-based?
Yeah, so actually our revolution is groundbreaking in terms of the protein source, although soy is also plant-based protein, and it has been in the market for dozens of years. The only problem with the soy was that about 15 years ago, it was discovered that it may have issues with the hormonal system and may disrupt the hormonal system. There were concerns in the medical community. I mean, gradually it has been declining and, you know, pediatricians have stopped recommending it. So it really is currently only 5% of the market, but it used to be 30%. So there's no issue with using a plant-based nutrition for infants. The only thing is that you have to actually demonstrate it as bioavailable, as really that is really digested in the infant's body. And the second thing is that it has to be bioavailable. This is what we are creating. We're taking the proteins from almonds and buckwheat all together. The profile is very similar to that of a human milk. This is part of our invention, but we are processing it in a minimal way, in a most natural way, to be bioavailable to the body. And we will have to demonstrate on a clinical study that it supports proper growth. This is something that we are doing right now. We're in the midst of that process.
You have to do that in order to get certain certifications?
For an infant formula, we currently are actually selling or marketing the toddler nutrition product, kids nutritional product, and many other products which are not considered infant nutrition for sole consumption, only for complementary consumption. This is something we're entitled and we meet the standards.
Just to be clear, for infants, they can safely drink it, but not yet as their sole source of nutrition. And then you're doing the clinical studies to show that this could be an option for sole source of nutrition.
Absolutely. Yes, we believe it is. But we will demonstrate that on a clinical study and a preclinical study.
What's considered toddler? Is that after 12 months?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So who specifically is your product designed for? Else Nutrition, your product's designed for obviously people who want plant-based.
Yes. Generally speaking, I would say that we designed this product for everybody. In the longer run, we see ourselves as, you know, actually replacing the soy's role on this planet in terms of infant nutrition. We want to be a replacement for soy or a very legitimate alternative for dairy. So that a mother that comes to the shelf and doesn't have any hesitations, no second thoughts, just looking at the shelf and thinks that I might take this one or this one, it really is compatible and just the same. But in order to create that notion and that trust, we have to start with the groups that are in the need. And these are, of course, the allergenic and the intolerant ones, or the vegans and flexitarians who wish to avoid using animal-based proteins or animal-based ingredients. And there's another group that we are targeting, which is the health seekers that understand that what we are doing is cleaner and minimal processed nutrition, which is very important to those people. So, I mean, our innovation is not only about being plant-based. It's also about the way we process the ingredients, which is a completely different and groundbreaking method in our space. I can explain later what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to get into how you make your product in the next segment, but you use the term flexitarian. What does that mean?
So flexitarians are about a third of the population in North America, as well as in some countries in Western Europe. So they actually wish to avoid consuming animal-based ingredients. And they do not purchase those ingredients or those products in their weekly purchase for their home. But what they're doing is that if they have an occasion where they have to consume those ingredients or those products, like, you know, in a restaurant, they would. But they try to avoid it as much as they can. I mean, they're not orthodox. They do consume that to a very small extent.
Okay. I mean, would you say these are the people that start out with Meatless Monday?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. You know, you must be doing something right because you have endorsements, literally global leaders in pediatrics and nutrition who are behind ELSE. So obviously, I'm not an expert in this field, but everything you're saying makes sense to me. And like you said, those micro groups who are really looking for very specific things are going to flock to you, but you're gaining popularity on a more global and all-inclusive categories.
So yes, I mean, this phase of infant nutrition is definitely led by professionals. I mean, they set the standards, they set the goals of this industry. And I don't think they would have, I mean, they mind if this world would have continued to rely on a single source at their end, as long as you provide the nutritionals or you provide the proper nutrition to support the baby's growth, it's fine. But they are part of this world. They are also consumers and parents, and they see that the need is there, and the need is based on real issues and problems that they see every day in their clinics. They understand that it comes from the market, it comes from the parents, it comes from consumers. They see the trend on the general food where, you know, dairy consumption is being declining and shrinking all over the world, especially in the Western world. The reason why they endorse it is that they believe and they're looking at the nutrient profile, and they see that the nutrient profile is identical. What they are expecting us to do is follow the clinical regulatory pathway to demonstrate the proper growth. And after we do that, I don't think they have any issue. I mean, they expect us to do that. On the other hand, they understand the need and they see the opportunity that we are bringing such a unique solution where they don't have other solutions. They don't have an alternative to, you know, to offer their clients. This is where the endorsement is coming from.
Well, I'm fascinated and I'd like to learn more, especially about your unique process in how you make your products. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Kamotel Yitzhak. I understand the mental demands of motherhood. I see it every day in my practice. That's why I'm excited about Needed's new cognitive support. Unlike other supplements, it's specifically formulated with postpartum and breastfeeding moms in mind, using safe and effective ingredients. This means that moms can get the brain boost they deserve without compromising safety. Plus, it includes clinically studied ingredients, proven to support focus and memory. Hurry and get your cognitive support from Needed before you forget. Visit thisisneeded.com and user code Berlin to get 20% off your initial order. This episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash. Welcome back to the Informed Pregnancy Podcast. We are talking to Kamotel Yitzhak, the CEO of Else Nutrition. All right, Kamotel, you mentioned that the makeup of your formula is similar in composition to breast milk. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So let's be more cautious in saying that, because I don't think any other formula in the world can claim that it's identical to breast milk. This is something I assume it will take time to get there. We're not there yet. None of us is there yet. I mean, breast milk has all kinds of live substances like antibodies and all kinds of substances that are not mimicable. But what is mimicable by the other brands or the standard formulas is mimicable by us. And this is what we're doing. We created the same profile, just like any other standard formula. And this is the way we created the product initially. The only thing that even makes us better in my eyes or in my humble opinion is that we are using whole ingredients in order to create that profile. And other formulas do not. They cannot use whole ingredients. They have to break them down to their nutrient level, and then they have to reconstitute, because cow's milk is not the same in profile, just like the human milk. So they have to break it to the casein, to the whey, to the fat, to the carb, and change the structure, the chemical structure of the natural ingredient, and then reconstitute it. And then it becomes a more artificial or processed food, which is not in our case. We keep the ingredients whole. So I guess we will be talking about that in more detail soon.
Yeah, I mean, we can jump into it because you talked about your sources of protein, for example, being almonds and buckwheat. So are you saying that the nutrition in these ingredients is naturally similar in carbohydrates, fat, and protein to human breast milk?
Yes, the way it is manifested in any other standard formula. It will never be the same. I mean, anyone who would claim to have the same profile is misleading in my eyes. It's not the same. But we are just the same as any other standard formula or any other formula in the world in the way that our profile is built. We have the same amino acid profile, the same fatty acid profile, and the same carb profile. And altogether, the overall structure is exactly the same as any other infant formula that is sold in this market.
Right. But yours comes from whole food, which I'm understanding to mean that, like you said, you're using cow's milk because it's so different than the profile of breast milk that it has to be broken down into its components, altered, and then reconstituted. Whereas with your ingredients, that doesn't have to happen. So what does happen?
So we've managed to create a formulation or composition that I'm taking the fat content and the protein content, as well as the carb, as whole from almonds and buckwheat together. They create the full amino and fatty acid profile of any standard formula. And the tapioca actually serves as the lactose substitute. So altogether, they create the full composition in a magical way, I'd say. I mean, it's something that we've actually discovered, but what we have to do is create them to make the protein and the carb bioavailable. So what we are doing is we are processing in a very minimal and very gentle way without altering the chemical structure of our natural ingredients, just with using enzymes or mechanical processing, not with chemical processing or any kind of fractionation or derivatives that actually involve chemicals or solvents or very high-profile acids in order to break the ingredients down to then reconstitute and make them very similar to the required composition. In our case, we don't have to do that. We can do without it. And that's why we keep all the fats from the almond, the healthy fats, just the same in their structure. We keep the almonds as is. We just have to minimally process them as well as the buckwheat. And this is what we're doing. This is the magic in all that. And actually, we see the results of that already happening in the U.S. We see so many parents that actually testify that this product is creating miracles to their child, and they're so thankful for us to bring that product because it actually healed their child from whether it was allergenicity or intolerance or eczemas or behavioral issues that were created due to the fact that the baby was not sleeping well because the food was not absorbed. We have dozens of those stories, and we see that our theory actually is reflected in reality and becomes a true story.
That's amazing. And again, it's so refreshing to have choices and to have whole food choices, even for very young children. I do have this question. So when you take all of that nutritional necessity and bioavailability into account in making a product, how do you then also make it something that tastes good, that kids want to eat?
So I'd say that our taste is really delicious, and I'm not objective, of course, but according to our customer base, which is getting bigger and bigger every day, I think the fact that we are using the ingredients as whole and we're not breaking them down in an artificial way, the fact that we are using natural foods and that they're all plant-based, so they have this earthy flavor, very natural and neutral, it creates a great taste. And I think our customers can testify on that. I mean, it's a fact you can see the reviews everywhere, even on Amazon, which are really objective platforms. People are speaking about the taste as one of the benefits of the product. So I don't know how it came about, but it's natural and it's good.
Do adults like it?
Of course, they do. And one of our intentions is to develop a series of products for adults as well. Those who may be suffering from all kinds of issues with their digestive system as well.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that. How would you describe the taste? Like, what does it compare to?
I'd say that if you can, you know, just imagine a very mild combination of almonds plus buckwheat, which both of them could be strong, but during to our processing, the taste is very mild and very, very gentle, but still maintains the aroma of the almonds plus the buckwheat. Tapioca gives a bit of sweetness to the product. It's a very natural one. So altogether, it's a very earthy flavor and very neutral one. I don't have any other words to describe it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to taste it for myself.
Yeah. I would encourage that.
I'm going to do it. What are some ways that you can take your ELS nutrition and kind of incorporate it into other foods?
Sure. So I believe that there are lots of parents that are also incorporating that into, you know, cupcakes and shakes and whatever they are doing at home for their kids or their whole family. It's a great supplement for every food that you're making. Of course, it's important to have a certain amount or certain quantity to really support the growth of the child and not only use a very small portion of that. But if you want to incorporate that to any food that is blessed, I think it would fill in the gaps of nutrition, especially if you're concerned that your child is not properly eating, is picky or whatever, that could always fill in the gaps for that. That's a great product for that as well.
I see like an ELS recipe guide coming out soon.
Yeah, there is. I mean, on our website, there's quite a robust recipe book that nutritionists and dietitians created for us, and everybody can use that as well.
All right. I'm learning a lot. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out about your products specifically, what products you have on the market now, especially in the U.S., and what you're working on for the future. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Informed Pregnancy Podcast. We are talking to the CEO of ELS Nutrition, Chamutal Yitzchak. Okay, so obviously your company is in a major growth phase and you have new products in the pipeline. So let's talk about what's available now.
So we started selling the toddler nutrition product in August 2020. So it's almost been a year now that we were in the market and the growth, the progress is really amazing. We see growth in Amazon and almost 20% every month. And that means a lot to us. That means a lot to our clients. There's a lot of satisfaction. And there's another product that was launched just a few weeks ago, which is the Kids Complete Nutrition. That's actually a product that's aimed for 3 to 13 years old kids.
Oh, wow.
I know that there are moms who are looking at their picky eaters and wonder where they can fill in the gaps with a natural plant-based product that really provides complete nutrition, not something besides it, something near it, something which is really complete. And this is what we are providing. And also our kids product is less than 50% sugar content that all the leading brands, which are not plant-based, but anyway, there are complete nutrition products in the US. And all of them, without exception, contain double the amount of sugar or even more than that, than what we do. We actually don't add any sugar. We just use tapioca syrup, but it's also considered as sugar anyway. But the product is excellent in taste and contains calories from healthy fats and proteins instead of getting them from sugars. And that's one of the most important parts of that.
Yeah. Are these products that you're talking about, do they come as a powder? Do they come as a liquid or both?
So currently they come as powder, but by the beginning of the next year, we'll have a liquid product as well in different SKUs, different flavors.
Oh, flavors.
Yeah, flavors, which are all natural flavors or natural ingredients. So next to come this year are also products for 6 months for babies as complementary food. It's not complete nutrition because we're not allowed in terms of liability, but we are allowed to sell a near composition, not exactly the same as a powdered spoon-fed product, just like a cereal, but it's a more complete and balanced nutrition than just a baby cereal. And that is coming to the U.S. market. Of course, all this range is coming to Europe as well very soon. But we're looking at the U.S. market now. This is what our conversation is about. So these are the products that we anticipate to have in the U.S. market. Toddler, kids, six-month babies, complementary, and the liquid product. These are the coming to the market products that I can refer to.
I'm waiting for the adult products.
Sure. This is coming right for you. And we just received a FODMAP-friendly certificate just very, very recently. We just announced it. And FODMAP is actually a product that is friendly for people with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. I think one of the seven in the general population is suffering from all kinds of digestive problems or issues. And this is what we're aiming at the first place for adults. We want to create the same benefits, which is clean nutrition, plant-based, of course, but also a complete and balanced nutrition product for all those people who currently need to eliminate products from their diet in order to feel better. We want to enable them to actually eat foods, not powder, not liquids, but real foods. So what we are doing is creating a full series of products in many categories like pastas and bakery foods and cheese replacements and meat replacements. Everything is currently done in a lab to first test feasibility, texture, taste, and everything else that has to do with it. And once we're satisfied, we'll move forward to test the market, to test all kinds of other factors that we need to be testing. And we anticipate to have this series of products in about a year from now coming to the market.
Wow, that's a tremendous undertaking. I didn't realize that you're literally ELSE Nutrition is just in its infancy, no pun intended. And you have massive plans for growth to help basically people of all ages with better nutrition. And I'm certainly looking forward to those products coming out. My real question is, when do you sleep?
That's a good question.
I mean, you have four kids and this new baby. That must take up all your time and energy. It's amazing how much you're doing over a short period of time. You're growing exponentially with so much else on your plate. No pun intended again.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a wonder where you get these energies when you have this type of baby in your hands and the energies are coming. So you're ready to sleep less, that I can tell.
Where does the name come from, ELSE?
So I think the name came from the fact that we didn't want to make all the rest of the products. We didn't want to delegitimize them. We just wanted to say that we're different. We're creating an alternative. So it mainly came from this notion that we are an alternative. We're different. We're something else without saying anything against anyone.
That's nice. And it's great to have options. Where can we find ELSE online?
So we can find ELSE, first of all, on our e-store at elsenutrition.com, where we started, on amazon.com, and also on some other e-tailer platforms in the U.S. like Plantix and Thrive Market. But we're also international currently, so we are on iHerb, available in about 180 countries.
Oh, wow.
This is for the online platforms. There are also brick and mortar retailers that carry us for sure, if you want me to elaborate on that.
Sure.
So we are carried by several retailers and we are just growing all the time. So we started in Sprouts Farmers Market, then Big Y, Raley's, PCC, and many other food chains, which I don't currently remember all the names, but they're definitely on our website, on our store locator. So everybody can find the store that's near his location. And we're growing all the time. So it's every week we are actually announcing another retailer that carries us.
That's wonderful. How can we try the ELSE products either in stores or online?
So if you wish to get a sample as a parent or as any consumer can just connect through our email info@elsenutrition.com and they could get a sample of the product. They can buy the product. We have discounts for the first purchase. If anyone else has any questions, I'm pretty much available on my email. You can find it on our website. And I do answer everybody who wants to have any queries or questions. So I'm happy to further discuss.
That's amazing. Chomotel, thank you so much for taking the time to explain and share your wonderful ideas and products with us. And I almost would love to maybe follow up in a year and see where you are again, because it sounds like you're moving at a very fast pace.
Absolutely. I'll be very happy to share my experience from the next year and see how it goes.
And at home, thanks for listening to the Informed Pregnancy Podcast. If you like our program, share us with your friends, leave us some feedback in your podcast app. And for more pregnancy and parenting related media, visit informedpregnancy.com. Doctor, doctor. episode is sponsored by an innovative product that's made a big difference for parents and babies alike, Dr. Mom Butt Balm. As a parent of four, I've had my fair share of battles with diaper rash, often resorting to thick, unpleasant pastes. I only recently discovered Dr. Mom Butt Balm, and I was immediately impressed by its pleasant consistency and ease of application. This pediatric-approved skin protectant is free from dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, making it perfect for your baby's sensitive skin. It's designed by a doctor who's also a mom, ensuring your little one gets the gentlest care. A small dab is all it takes to soothe and protect, avoiding the mess and hassle of traditional treatments. With ingredients like dimethicone and petrolatum, Dr. Mom Butt Balm not only soothes, but also restores your baby's delicate skin. Available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com, it's the smart choice for every parent wanting to keep diaper rash at bay. Remember, with Dr. Mom Butt Balm, nothing comes between you and your baby, not even diaper rash.